Airbus unveils the A321XLR at the Paris Air Show. Airbus made one of the biggest announcements of the Paris Air Show, unveiling the new A321XLR single-aisle aircraft. The A321XLR is the latest addition to the A321neo family of planes, but the design has been modified to enable a longer range. In fact, the XLR, extra long range, will have a range of up to 4,700 nautical miles, 15% longer than the A321LR, making it the longest-range narrow-body aircraft in the world. With this added range, airlines will be able to operate a lower-cost single-aisle aircraft on longer and less heavily traveled routes, many of which can now only be served by larger and less efficient wide-body aircraft, said the company in a press release. This will enable operators to open new worldwide routes such as India to Europe or China to Australia. It will also be able to service transatlantic flights between the United States and Europe. In addition, the XLR is expected to burn 30% less fuel per seat than previous generations of its competitors and will emit 5,000 tons less CO2 per year. Airbus also says that the aircraft is much quieter, with a noise footprint 50% lower for passengers and airports. The jet will seat between 180 and 220 passengers in traditional two-class seating. Airbus boasted about an improved passenger experience to go along with that range and fuel efficiency. The XLR will offer seats in all classes of the same size and comfort as those found on wide-body long-haul aircraft. It will also feature large overhead storage compartments, new lavatory design and window bezels, and colored LED cabin lighting. The XLR follows the design of its fellow A321neo family members fairly closely, though it has some significant changes. A new permanent rear center tank, RCT, has an increased fuel volume of 12,900 liters. The RCT is also smaller than previous versions, freeing up more underfloor space for cargo and suitcases. The jet also features a modified landing gear for an increased maximum takeoff weight of 101 metric tons and a wing trailing edge flap configuration that maintains the same takeoff performance and engine thrust requirements of the A321neo. The new plane is expected to enter into service in 2023 and buyers are already lining up. Airbus expects to sell 200 by the end of the Paris Air Show. Some analysts see the XLR as a possible replacement for the A380 Super Jumbo, which Airbus has shut down production on due to low buyer interest. It could also challenge Boeing's often speculated new midsize airplane before it's even unveiled. Read more about Airbus commercial jet activities at Airbus and SAS, the study hybrid aircraft for commercial flights.